We want revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online. Fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check. Go.
Weapons check. Ice check. Complete.
We have launch for the Informant podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to this episode of the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Zynga games, specifically Mafia Wars. This is Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And here tonight we have our splendid cast of characters. There's Mig Chainsaw Chester, Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady, and Janna, Death by Gucci. How's everybody tonight?
Very well.
Good. Hey, you know, this is kind of an odd episode for us because we're going to be recording this one prior to Thanksgiving and just trying to get some last-minute information out so that we can all enjoy our families because, you know, here at the Informant Podcast, family is first. We'll just kind of cover a few things. We'll clean up some loose ends, some things that are going on, like the Thanksgiving It All Away contest is wrapping up this week, so...
Yep, it's almost over.
Yep, and we'll announce our winners on our Monday episode. Looking forward to that.
So Pete, tell them where to post it.
Get your name in on the discussion board on the fan page at facebook.com/informantpodcast. And then you can go ahead and get your name in the discussion board. And when we do our drawing, we'll pick three random winners. We've got some pretty great prizes, I think at least. So, you know, we got a $25 Mafia Wars gift card. We've got a skill pack. And I forgot what the number two thing was.
A diamond set?
Oh, that's right, the diamond and the lotto set. Thank you. That's the reason why you're all here, is to keep me in line.
Just like a man to forget the diamonds.
Watch it.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
I got no problem with diamonds. But anyway, what else is going on?
Hey, wasn't there a new banner?
I saw one.
Yes. It says, build exclusive weapons starts Thursday. I'm going to guess that it has to do with crafting items in the weapons depot.
You haven't actually seen what weapons they're going to turn out to be, just what they are?
No, I'm just guessing. Based on what the banner says.
I bet anything, they'll probably require more special parts.
That's
so
right.
So better start stocking up on the special parts. I wasn't planning on really doing a Spockholm report tonight, but I can definitely say there's a couple of bookmarklets that will come in very handy for both these things.
Absolutely.
Because you could use the Lincolnator, the Getinator, and on top of that, you can use the Crafty Little Helper to build all those new items when we figure out what they are and we can get them inserted into the builder. So you can build all from one bookmarklet.
I wonder if they'll throw something new in besides the special parts that's equally hard to come by.
That may be true.
I'm thinking they won't make it too difficult.
Hey, you know, with the season being Thanksgiving, and we've got the holidays and everything coming up, I'll mention, because I know Chester mentions this all the time, you guys have that Mafia Wars Players for Charity Mock War coming up on December 10th through the 12th.
Yes.
So that's going to be a great thing to get in on if you can. You know, Chester always talks about it in a little bit more detail. I'm just kind of stumbling over it. It's something we probably want to continue to keep in people's minds because it does help with the Wounded Warrior Project and the St. Jude's Children Hospital, both, you know, great charities that are out there. Not to say that there's not others out there that are great. And over time, as we continue to do the show, I'm sure we'll come across some other ones and we'll continue to promote and make sure that we're aware of what's out there and, you know, what other people are doing. If there's another one starting up, we'll be sure to announce it. So,
exactly. Yep. It's a great time of the year for it, so this will be good.
Yep.
There's a new feature, or it's not a new feature, it's a new addition to the missions. They're always trying to improve it. Well, now non-mafia, people that aren't in your mafia can help you with missions.
How?
Well, right now it's kind of tricky, but A-Run added the feature to Mission Owner, his bookmarklet.
Okay.
And then I outlined a way to do it manually in my blog. I'll also be posting about his bookmarklet. But you just right-click on the profile of the person that initiated the mission. And then the host.
Okay.
Then you do switch and you go to their Facebook profile. And then you find the post. And then you right-click on that and copy link location, and then you paste it into your status or on your wall, and then your mafia can help with his mission.
All right, so I got a question for you.
Sure.
The switching from Mafia Wars back to Facebook. There's so many of us that can't get that to work anymore. What is the deal? We can always go from Facebook back to Mafia Wars, but we can't do the reverse.
You have to be unframed, and Pete would probably be a better one to answer this question. It takes answer. A little practice.
The answer.
Well, there's the unframed issue. There are cases where Zynga, after a conversation I had with somebody, Zynga is not allowed to publish Facebook IDs anywhere. It's right. part of their agreement. And what happens is, how do you think we can get from Mafia Wars to Facebook? The Facebook ID.
Yep.
Now, there's some twists that we found along the way that we could kind of make the bookmarklets work that way. When they started using images on certain things, we can pull the image down to then reference back to Facebook. But there's some pages that some people have older profiles or newer profiles. I'm not sure exactly which one they are. And they don't carry that same information. And this is a mm-hmm. problem that we've seen over the year I've been doing Spockholm with Martin, that, you know, these are changes that they make in the game that are not available on every server that they have. So you've got some code that's on some players' accounts and some code that's on other players' accounts. You know, I kind of wish that Switch would be something that they would just build into the game. It is common enough. We can handle it, obviously, from the Facebook to the other because they can't build that. But they should certainly build a way to transfer you from a Mafia Wars profile page to a Facebook page. Because, right. you know, this game is about community and building your Mafia up, even though you can only get 200 free gifts from them, and I don't like that either.
It sounds like a good time to cut away for a break. So we'll be right back.
Hi everybody, come down to Crazy Pistol Pete's. We've got a crazy contest coming up. It is going to be the Thanksgiving Giving It All Away contest.
You're giving like it what? All away?
Well, yeah, I'm crazy.
You
well,
can't
give
it all away.
What do you mean I can't give it all away?
What are you going to give the next time?
I don't know, I'll give it all away again.
How do you give it away twice?
I don't know. You guys are really busting my bubble here. I was really excited about this and now all of a sudden you tell me I can't give it all away.
Not till the third date.
Okay, well, what if I give part of it away? How about a Mafia Wars gift card? $25. Is that crazy?
It's crazy.
All right, well, we can do that. How about Lotto and Diamond Set? How about that?
Well, you are crazy.
I'm telling you, I'm Crazy Pete. I'm going to give it all away. No, I can't give it all away. You told me I can't do that. So I'm going to give just parts of it away. How about we give away a skill pack, too? That'd be pretty cool. We can give some 501 items of each of the different things, animals, and we'll give away some weapons and some armor and stuff like that. So I guess I'm going to have to rename this whole thing. Well, how about we just call it the Thanksgiving It Away contest? How's that work for everybody?
That's a great idea.
Thanksgiving all right. Giving some awesome. Of it away?
Some of it give away. Some away.
It'll be the Thanksgiving It Away contest. I think we'll just leave it at that. That'll be pretty safe.
Welcome back to the Informant Podcast. Next up, I have Chainsaw Chester with the Family Life. Greetings, Chester. What's going
greetings,
on?
Greetings, Meg, Death by Gucci.
Greetings. I love that.
I've been experimenting because everybody had me trying to eat my words on the Fearless Glass. So just so that everybody knows, just for an experiment, I changed to Fearless.
Oh,
I changed.
I'm a fearless too.
Actually, I've been liking the stamina, so yeah. I've been trying to up the stamina to see what people do with fearless. And I've got to say, you guys were right. You can just truly level up a little bit faster in this. So I already ate crow once.
Okay.
I ate it a little bit more, but I'm still trying to get used to it so I can talk to it better on the next podcast. So
what does it cost to change?
I believe it was 15.
Uh-huh. It's 15, but they go on sale sometimes.
Right, right.
That's what I've been doing. So next week I will go through that. Okay. Lately I've been buying the MNUs, the MNU suits, so
for
I can get the 10 health.
I do that too. And I was going to ask you, when should one stop? Like I have 1,100 health now. And I think that's enough, but I like building that.
Well, it depends on the type of character. Now, if you are a shark, you're going to want a lot of health. And the reason is as you're attacking somebody, you're losing that. Mm-hmm. And if you're going tit for tat with somebody, you want to be able to have that health high enough that you can heal in the middle of it and continue going after them.
Right.
So you want to make sure 1100 is decent. I think for your account, Jen, you can probably stop. Okay, because you're what, a stamina hoe or an eho? Which one?
I have 3,000 stamina and about 2,900 energy. And so, like, I have about 2,000 attack and defense.
So you're a steho.
Yeah, she's all of that.
Jeez.
I'm balanced like Pistol Pete.
No, actually, you wouldn't be a steho. You would be an enema hoe.
Oh, my goodness.
Enema.
You know what's going to get nice?
That's an energy stamina merge. You're an enema hoe. I like this.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what you like. That's my new term, and I'm sticking to it. We've got enema hoes, e-hoes, and stamina hoes. So you are an enema hoe. Hey, we've got our first new genus.
You might end up offending somebody, you know.
That's okay. That's my job.
It won't be the first time.
No, okay. I do this well. So, yeah, so for your account, I would say 1,000 is perfectly fine. Because as you're doing your stamina, you're going to be dropping down your health. And I don't think that you're going to need anything more than 1,000.
I ran my stuff through the combat calculator. And since I've leveled up a lot without putting much in attack and defense, I went from being 3% above normal to 1%. Yeah, so I've been putting my stuff in attack the past
few days. That's a good thing. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little more about that, the calculator that you're using?
Several different ways. Blofeld's item analyzer compares you to other people that have used theirs. Same with Mafia Wars Helper. But LCN, which is a very well-known family, one of the guys known as the Wanderer created a combat calculator, and it's really easy to use, and you just type in your numbers and you click enter, and it'll bring up your combat score. And then It will also tell you where you stand against other people comparative to your level.
That's right. So it'll tell you if you're 3%, 5%,
right,
above.
And I'm sure, like, if you run yours, you're going to be a lot higher, and that's for your level.
No, I didn't inhale.
Oh. So you can find that on my blog, too, if you type it in the search bar.
Jen's got a good thing. Go out and look for that analyzer. Look it up and see how you rank. So if you want to be a fighter, look at your attack and your defense and see how you are, plus your loot. Because that's extremely important, is your loot. For a long time, I could not hit people even though I was higher in attack. My loot was not, my attack loot was not high enough. And so people with just a couple hundred extra, I would lose to. But thanks to my friends here at the Informant Podcast, especially my Enema friends, they have hooked me up a little bit more. So I'm not at the tippy top. I'm not even near it, but I'm much better than I was.
We're going to get you there, Chester.
Yes, I appreciate that. I will let you. I'll be your little experiment.
He will let you. He will let you help him all you want.
I like that. In our last episode, Always Bet on 13, we talked about some of the nomenclature for the different classes and how people call their characters. And we've had a couple of people post in there asking about, well, what would my character be if I'm this, or what would this person be? So we need to clarify that a little bit more. We have Aaron saying, what do you call my character? Because he has his attack and his defense is equal. Well, unfortunately, there's like no cool or sexy name for that. It's just called a balanced player. Aaron, if you want to add or make one up, help me make one up.
Yeah, we need a sweet name for that.
That's right.
For balanced?
Yes, yeah. For balanced player. Because you got the shark for somebody with a high attack. You've got the whale for somebody who's just got health out the wazoo. You've got a tank who's almost indestructible with all this defense. So if somebody that's a little off kilter from balance, maybe within 100, 200, maybe even 300 of being balanced, going one way or another, if your attack is a little bit higher, then you're a balanced leaning on shark. So basically you're a balanced shark, or you're going to be a balanced tank. Okay. But there's no such thing as a balanced whale. It is and it's not. There's a gray area where you're actually going to move from being balanced to being really heavy. Okay. If you're like 400, 500, 600 above being balanced, then you're basically that other character. But if you're only like 100, maybe 200, you're not really a shark, or you're not really anything else.
Right.
So people have asked, well, what if I am just energy? And that's what Zlatko said. What is the name of energy players? Well, we call them EHOs. Okay. And if it's just a pure stamina person, then you're a stamina ho. And of course, we have the new one, enema ho. And so that's what we talk about, having the different nomenclature for all of the different types of players. So again, Aaron, it's up to you. And everybody else, if you guys want to join in, jump on this episode. We'll have it on the informantpodcast.com page. Go in there and leave a comment on what you think some of the different nomenclature should be. That's going to lead me into something else. There's a lot of people that listen to us. Again, I will do shout outs to different countries around the world, and I'm sorry if I really butcher the way I say thank you in your native tongue, but I do try. There's a lot of people that listen, and some of the other people that listen are actually from Zynga.
Yes.
And so I want to play this that came in on the tip hotline. Listen to this real quick.
Hey guys, this is Nate. I'm just calling to say I'm enjoying the podcast. I love it. Keep up the great work, and I'll be listening in. Take care, guys. Bye.
So what do you guys think about that?
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was very nice.
Thank you, Nate.
That's right. So those of you who don't know, that's Nate. That's one of the Zynga employees that's out there. Well, what I wanted to do is take a minute to say thanks to all the different people here on the podcast. Each one of you guys are like my family, and I wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chester.
And say a special thank you to my Mafia Wars family out there and everybody else who's a friend of mine within Mafia Wars. So happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Absolutely. I'd like to say happy Thanksgiving to you all as well and all of our listeners. And I'll even throw in Mig because Chester never lets me. Happy Thanksgiving, all y'all.
Yeah, I'm going to shout out to the Spockholm fans. Happy Thanksgiving. And for those of you that don't celebrate Thanksgiving, just peace on to you and so on for everything that you guys do for us and the support you give us and all that stuff. We appreciate it.
And I want to thank all my readers who send me stuff. I get a lot of really good pictures and information, and I appreciate it because I could never find all that all by myself. And Mike Nestor, who always helps me.
And Stu.
Absolutely.
And I want to do a special shout-out to somebody named Harley Condal. Harley, you hooked me up, brother. Thank you. Here's your shout-out.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Informant Podcast. You can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. If you'd like to send us an email, certainly reach out to us at tip@informantpodcast.com or leave us a voicemail rant or praise on our phone number at 707-TIP-6852. That's 707-847-6852. You've been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, get them crashing to the brand new world. I want to ride.
Ride.
I want to ride.
Oh, yeah.